India's daily COVID cases soar as hospitals report oxygen shortages. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. In India, there are now close to 16 million cases of COVID infections in the country, second only to the United States. And whilst we have to bear in mind its sheer size, with a population growing faster than anywhere else in the world, it is a sign of an extraordinary and escalating public health crisis, with reports of oxygen running out in hospitals. It has suddenly become the centre of concern. Dr. Gerald Barnett is based in the Indian state of Maharashtra. He explained the constraints doctors are working under.
Unfortunately, in parts of country, there are acute shortage of oxygen, of critical drugs, beds, the testing centres and even manpower. So there are cases where we are running out of oxygen to supply to the patients.
Well, not all cities and states in India are under lockdown at the moment, which is proving to be a contentious issue. Here are the views of some in several of the larger cities.
We definitely require a lockdown because things are getting really bad here. Children are getting infected.
The labourers will suffer. The daily wage labourers will die, actually.
If we are paying the price by losing human lives, then I think there are just no two ways about it. I think there is no choice but a lockdown.
Mixed emotions there. So how are authorities looking to tackle these problems? Earlier, I spoke to the BBC's Davina Gupta in Delhi.
In the last 48 hours, at least 8 major city hospitals have put the government on notice, saying they just have about 6 to 7 hours of oxygen that is left. Yesterday, we saw a statement from one of the major hospitals saying that they couldn't save 25 lives. Severe oxygen shortage is one of the reasons for it. I can tell you, I've been to a public hospital near my home. There were patients just lying on the ground. Some of them were on the stretcher because they couldn't get a bed inside the hospital. Yesterday, the Indian Air Force was also pressed into action to airlift some of the oxygen cylinders and get them to the hospital. And industrial use of oxygen has also been stopped. It's a race against time and it's coming down to hours, I can tell you, in some hospitals here.
How did a country like India get to a situation like this?
From February onwards, there were early warning signs that the infection or the wave could return simply because there was a COVID fatigue. People had stopped taking precautions and also political rallies. India saw state elections and norms were flouted even by political leaders. So a large onus of this is on COVID inappropriate behavior. There is also a double mutation of the virus. And when the virus mutated in India with local conditions, it just became that much deadlier.
So what now, Davina? Clearly they need people to be able to supply hospitals with oxygen and the necessary equipment and manpower in some situations, but also vaccines are quite critical as well.
The government has said that from May 1st, everyone above 18 years of age will be vaccinated, but it won't be able to meet the demand immediately and there would be a severe shortage. And in some pockets, we've seen micro lockdowns, which many feel could turn into a national lockdown if situation doesn't improve, because you need that time to break the cycle and also for hospitals and infrastructure to ramp up to serve to those who are in dire need right now.
The BBC's Davina Gupta in Delhi. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vishala.
Well, Asia markets finished the session mostly in the green, but here in Europe, markets appear to be a bit flat with concern about how services and retail will recover from the pandemic. Well, to jobs now. Young people have been hit hard during the pandemic as work placements and graduate schemes dried up. But there is evidence that an increasing number are creating their own opportunities by becoming entrepreneurs. The BBC's Dougal Shaw reports now on the work of two teenage entrepreneurs.
So that clicking noise is the secret to your business idea?
I think that's one way to say it, yes.
What's just come out there? You're rubbing your hands with it.
Come out of the gel card is an antiviral gel made in Milan.
The gel card is about half the size of a credit card. Charles Robinson had the brainwave for it last April while riding a bus to university in London.
I found a contact lens accessory product and I thought, well, if we put hand sanitizer in this, there's a really innovative product here.
Hand sanitizers were, of course, flying off the shelves at that time, the early weeks of the first lockdown. He contacted the factory, who were able to customise their product to the way he wanted it, and so his idea became reality, generating over $200,000 in sales. Over in Kent, another 19-year-old, Phoebe Cosgrove, has found a successful business sewing. She was an apprentice dental nurse when lockdown began and feared for her job.
Because obviously the dental nursing changed so much. And starting my embroidery business up gave me a reason to get out of bed every day. I was like, I've got to do this, I've got to do this.
Phoebe taught herself to sew online and she practiced by embroidering intricate cartoon pictures of her friends' pets, which she stitched onto jumpers. This turned out to be her business breakthrough.
And they loved them. So then I started getting more orders, just like text messages from people. It's been spread by word of mouth from my friends. I started taking orders on Instagram and I was like, it's going to be out of control. So I opened my Etsy shop. My dad's always, he's self-employed himself, so he's always been like, Phoebe, like, you can do this. But I don't think I had the courage to do it.
For these teenage entrepreneurs, confidence has been a big issue. They fear they lack experience and won't be taken seriously. These two at least have found they were able to exceed their own expectations. I'm the BBC's Dougal Shaw for Marketplace.
I'm still waiting for my million-dollar idea to hit me in London. I'm Vishala Sripatha with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.